Over the past week, wheat and corn prices have been tapping that resistance level. And Kim, what's going on with that?
Well, if you look at both wheat and corn, there's been essentially no price movement at all over the last week. Wheat price is about 10 cents, corn 8 to 10 cents. But they're pounding up against very strong resistance levels. And if they can break that, then we can get a little run in these prices. Those resistance points is $6.20 for wheat and $3.60 for corn.
What's causing those prices to kind of become stagnant there?
Well, there's just not much happening in the market. If you look at the wheat harvest in the Northern Hemisphere, it's essentially done. We basically know how much wheat we've got. Southern Hemisphere, which is essentially Argentina and Australia, no news coming out of those countries on changes in our expectations for production. You look at corn, USDA's got production 174.2 bushels per acre. You've got ending stocks over 2 billion bushels compared to, less than 900, a little over 800 million bushels 2 years ago, 1.2 billion last year, average about 1.2, well above average ending stocks. But corn harvest is running behind schedule this last week. I think the harvest is like at 34%. The average is at 53. Even if they had it cut, they've got a shortage of drying capacity. So there's no, that's old news. Mm-hmm. Until something changes, I don't think the prices are going to change very much.
Okay, let's talk about that. When things do move, what do you think direction they'll be moving?
Well, I don't know which way they'll be going, but if the wheat breaks at 620, then we got some room to run. If we go back and break below $6, then we've got support at 580 and then at 550. I think 550, we've talked about that, is the low price for the year for wheat. If you're looking at corn, you've got that $6.20 support level. If you can break that, you can get a run. I don't think until we get this crop in, we know what we got, we're going to do that. But I don't think there's much more downside pressure on corn either. So I think we're going to wallow around. If they break out the top, they're going to run. If they break out the bottom, they're going to fall.
Okay, a lot of the wheat in Oklahoma has been put in the ground, and it's even starting to green up a little bit. Let's talk about the 2015 wheat price.
Well, if you look at the market and what it's offering, most elevators are offering about 50 cents less than the KC July 15 contract, which is right around $6. So that gives you $5.50 next June. And I think right now that's a relatively good projection for the 2015 harvest price.
Especially this far out.
Especially this far out.
Okay, Kim Anderson, grain marketing specialist here at Oklahoma State University.